Well, how do you deal with partings, leavings, goodbyes? At some point in all relationships, leaving or goodbyes always happens. It happens sometimes for brief periods of time, and then a relationship is joined again. It happens sometimes for a lifetime. Leaving, parting, goodbye, is part of life's experience. Jesus was preparing his disciples for their leaving each other. Already in chapter 14, Jesus, in the gospel for today, Jesus speaks to prepare the disciples for his leaving and promises them the presence of the advocate. The passage comes immediately before the high priestly prayer in John, and that ushers in the walk across the Kidron Valley to the garden to his passion, death, and resurrection. How we leave relationships, how we say goodbye, is really important. First off, Jesus prepares them for his leaving, and how does he do this? Well, he does it by discussing it directly with them, straightforwardly, compassionately, and directly. I'm going to prepare a place for you. I'm going away and I will come back to you. I'm going to the one who sent me. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father. He tends to the unfinished business of his relationships with the disciples, directly, conversationally, eyeball to eyeball. Secondly, he just does not walk off into the sunset and say, "See you, folks," but rather also in the conversation promises his return and the coming of the advocate for Christians. Leaving for a lifetime in Christ is not the ending of the relationship. For believers, relationships endure in the body of Christ into eternity. They are in this lifetime and in the life to come connected by the advocate as we are all connected to the vine. And thirdly, Jesus witnesses that even though he leaves as an individual and the disciples leave him alone, he's really not alone. He's with the Father. The Father's presence is always and forever. I think, with some exegetical flexibility, that this could be something of a behavioral model for us as some of us, quote, scatter to our own homes like the disciples were doing. Consider this as your pattern for leaving. First, talk about it. Discuss it. Have leaving and goodbye conversations. The reality is that many of us are leaving and many of us are being left. And in some cultures, this kind of happens as a matter of fact. Well, we'll see ya. And people just do it as an action without conversation. Well, it's been a great 3 years. See ya. This is an encouragement to talk about it. Many of you have formed wonderful and close relationships. Discuss them directly, straightforwardly, and compassionately. I am going away, and I will miss our being together. Could be a start. Some of you may have relationships that are strained and distant. This is an encouragement not to have an emotional cutoff, but rather to clear up unfinished relationships and work on and out ambiguous ones before you leave. I know we have had our difficulties together, and at times I have really disliked you, but I do want us to part having worked at healing. Could be a start. In our haste to leave, or our haste to have you leave, we may not want to do the work of tending to unfinished business in our relationships, and this is an encouragement modeled by the Christ to do that work. These are times, the ending of times here, to heal that which is broken, to rejoice in that which is positive, and to celebrate that which is in our lives with each other. We do this because we're all branches of the same vine and members of the body of Christ. We're all connected by Christ, and this connection, our relationships, will in fact endure into eternity. You may leave here, and you and I may not see each other again until the great day of the resurrection of the dead. But we will see each other because relationships in Christ transcend time. But this is the time to heal what is broken and to rejoice in what has been. We have courage to discuss our relationships because the Advocate has come, and we, empowered by the Holy Spirit and at the foot of the cross and with the power of the empty tomb, are able to have courage to have conversations that we need, even conversations that have to do with goodbye and parting. And even when we feel alone, and sometimes it's quite possible to feel alone, even in the midst of people, we are actually not alone like Christ. We are in the Father's presence always, members of Christ's body, drawn together in faith by the Advocate. Our relationships, our conversations, our celebrations, and our healings are all possible because they are embraced by and in the presence of our Heavenly Father, His Son, our Savior, and the Advocate, all now, here, at this time, in the midst of our relationships, present and working in our lives. Amen.